What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Jonah Hill is a Fugly Ass Jew Who Does Not Deserve Hot Woman. Alright, so a lot of you guys been asking me, yo, Omar, where have you been the past couple of weeks? Guys, I've been super duper busy doing a new project, and I'm actually pulling a AWS. Okay, for those of you who don't know, AWS stands for Amazon Web Services. Super duper quick, because you know this video is not about it. You know, Amazon actually built its own infrastructure to power its own website, but at the end they actually opened their infrastructure to other companies to use, and now AWS as a hosting platform is actually more profitable than the main Amazon business. I'm actually doing that right now. This is why I haven't been uploading anything in the past several weeks, because I was busy doing MWS, which stands for Mitwali Web Services. So the infrastructure that I have engineered over the past 4 years for MGTOW TV, I'm actually going to open that up to you guys to not only host your websites, but actually be able to help you develop your own website. Now, I'm going to be making a video about that later on, because again, this video is not about Mitwali Web Services. I'll be talking about that later on. Now, going back to the point of this video, Jonah Hill is a fugly ass Jew who doesn't deserve hot woman. So for those of you guys, you probably know by now that Jonah Hill had a Shiksa, that's a non-Jewish woman. You know, she was a hot white woman. I think her name was Sarah or something like that. She was one of those surfer chicks, and then they broke up, and now he is with a autistic looking girl, and I think she just gave him a baby a couple of months back, and now his ex, what's her name, the surfer girl, is like, oh, he's abusive, and he was narcissist, and he was trying to make all these demands on me. Guys, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand something, and understand something really good, man. Looks are the single most important thing out there, okay? Jonah Hill is a prime example of the black pill. I don't care how rich, I don't care how famous you are, at the end of the day, looks are the most important thing out there for women, okay? Look at Jeff Bezos, okay? Jeff Bezos' ex-wife cheated on him with a fucking PE teacher making like $40,000 a year, okay? What does that tell you guys? Looks, looks, looks. All this talk from CIA assets like Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, who tell you, oh man, you have to be a high value man. That's when women start coming after you. Bro, okay, what the CIA, aka what the dirty Jews are doing, is that the welfare system is gonna go away, so they need somebody to take care of all these single trashy ass moms out there. This is what Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit are doing by telling you to become high value men, because eventually you guys are gonna be the ones who are gonna be responsible for all these single trashy women out there, because the government doesn't want to support them anymore. So anyways, what does this have to do with Jonah Hill? Is that Jonah Hill is fugly. He's severely overweight. He has that ugly Jew nose that looks like a hook. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? I can take Jonah Hill to the beach right now. I actually came from the beach. You know, I got my fishing rod right here. You know, I didn't catch anything. I think I still have the bait on it. Look. I still have the bait on it, man. It was totally untouched, you know. Ain't no fish out there during the day. Even though it's fucking high tide, you know, fish don't go biting, you know, when the sun is, like, up in the sky, I guess. But all I'm gonna say, guys, if I took Jonah Hill with me, thanks to that big Jewish nose of his, he can actually fucking hook fish for me, you know. So Jews are inherently fugly looking people, and that actually includes me myself as well. You know, as you guys know, I'm a Middle Eastern mutt. I got blood from like black people, Egyptian people, Italian people, Jewish people, Turkish people, Greek people, and you know, fortunately the Jewish IQ took over. I mean, that's a plus side. But you know, I myself had Jewish things that were not good for me. As you guys know, I did a whole shitload of like face masks in over the past year or so, where, you know, I got like lip reduction, I got the fat pads removed from here, I got collagen injected, I got, you know, fat sucked from down here. So I did a lot of face masks in over the past year that I'm very happy about. The sunscreen has been doing an amazing job on my face, I have to admit. You know, I actually have to shave every now and then because it's pretty much gray. You know, if I'm clean shaven, guys, I actually dyed my hair. That's why I went to the beach, because I dyed my hair. You know, what I do, guys, is that just for men, okay, here's how this works, okay? Every 2 months, I go to like Walmart or Amazon and I buy just for men the actual kit that you like put together, and then you like use it as a shampoo in your hair. Now, obviously, gray hairs tend to grow out, especially around this area over here. So what I do is that I simply open up this bottle, I use my finger, and I go like this in my hair just to cover up the regrowth of gray hair. I did that, you know, a couple hours ago. That's why I went to the beach to like do it over there, because if I do this at the house, I get it all over the sink and it, you know, it's like permanent. So might as well do it at the beach. Who cares if I get the ocean polluted? You know, it's not like it's gonna kill anybody. But at the end of the day, guys, looks are the most important thing. So if I like shave this off, which I do every now and then here in America, guys, I'm in monk mode, because let's be honest, American women are so freaking toxic that it's just not worth it to even be in a relationship with them. If I wanted my dick sucked, I hop on a plane and 3 hours later I'm in Colombia, Mexico, Costa Rica, whatever, okay? So, point of the video is that I don't care what Fresh and Fit says, I don't care what Andrew Tate says, okay? At the end of the day, guys, it's looks that matter the most, okay? This whole notion that you don't get approached by a woman because you're not a high value man is bull fucking shit, okay? I see this at the beach all the fucking time. The women at the beach are genuinely happy with the guys that they are with. Why? Because the guys that they are with, they have an attractive face, they have a decent body, okay? Maybe they have like a six pack or a four pack going on. And just to let you guys know, this whole talk about going to the gym, bro, lift 500 pounds, bro, it's all bullshit. I actually froze my membership at LA Fitness before I went to the beach. I haven't been to the gym in like 2 months, you know? And the last time I was at the gym, I was in when I was homeless in California 2 months ago. You know, when I go to California, guys, you know, I spend like most of my time driving around in a car. So do you think I'm gonna go like get an Airbnb or a hotel for like $100 a night? Hell no. You know, might as well sleep in the car for like 4 or 5 hours, you know. So even then, when I was going to the gym in LA, I wasn't even using the equipment, okay? Now what I'm doing, guys, right now is that I'm on all sorts of diet pills. I'm trying to eat right, shit like that. You know, I'm taking like a stool softener from Walmart. You can buy a month supply for like $4.50. It's called a stool softener. If you take like 4 of them in the morning, like 6 to 10 hours later, you get like a bowel movement, you know, kind of like detoxes everything inside of you. So far it's been working for me. So like I said, guys, right now I'm just so damn busy with Mitwali, web hosting, MGTOW TV, Gibson, bro. I genuinely don't have the time to go to the gym. So the most important thing, guys, is that try to have like a 4-pack, 6-pack, 8-pack, or like a 2-pack going. As long as you have like a 2-pack going, that means your body fat is probably under 17 or 18%. Guys, I am letting you know, guys, right now, if you get your body fat under 18%, and you have an attractive face, that's all you need. As long as you're not fucking Yogi Obe's short 5'4". Listen, guys, you can be 5'8", 5'9". As long as you have a attractive face and your body fat is under 18%, you are good with women. This whole high value bullshit thing doesn't work if you're ugly. Again, look at Jonah Hill. He is fugly. See, fugly men don't have the right to beautiful woman, okay? You can rent a beautiful woman, you know, but you do not have the right to beautiful woman. A lot of people are saying, Jonah Hill's ex, you know, she's calling him a misogynist because he was a narcissist and he's trying to control her. Guys, ugly men cannot control women. You do not have the right to have, you are not entitled to beautiful woman as an ugly dude, okay? Look at Destiny, right? You know, Destiny, who's been making his rounds in the manosphere, he has a open relationship. Now, Destiny, he is very rich, very popular, but yet his wife sleeps around with other dudes. Why? Because he's not attractive enough to tell his girl, hey, bitch, only me, only I sticks my dick in your pussy. He's just not attractive enough to make those demands on her, okay? This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. Listen, I knew a pimp. I was driving cab in LA 13 years ago, okay? This pimp told me, if you got a girl's heart, you can tell the bitch to lie down on the I-5 during rush hour. And you guys out there who live in California, like in LA, you know how bad the I-5 can get during rush hour. You can actually tell a girl to lie down on the I-5 during rush hour, and she's not gonna ask you any questions if you truly got her heart, okay? And that, again, it's all about looks, okay? If you guys have to lead with your wallet, okay? If you have to drive around in a Bugatti, okay? If you have to go out to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse like yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha does, you already lost, okay? The second you become a beta bucks deluxe to a girl, it's GG. Good game, game over, you lost. Period, point blank, mic drop, boom, shaka, laka, laka, okay? Looks, guys. And let me tell you something, man. A lot of these PUAs out there, they tell you, oh, women don't approach guys. Bullshit. If you're hot enough, woman will approach you. As you guys know, I go to the beta male pub at night because it's the only place open after 10 o'clock here in small town USA. Plus, I actually, you know, I, even though I'm able to like hyper focus on the work I'm doing, I just like feeding off the energy of people, especially when the people are dipshit normies like TFM calls them, or retarded goyim like I like to call them. So that's why I go to the beta male pub at night. Not to mention the people I'm working with, believe it or not, guys, as much crap as we talk about curry sales, if it wasn't for Indian people, there would be no MGTOW TV, okay? MGTOW TV is like written by Indian people. MGTOW TV is the architecture behind our entire infrastructure is built by Indian people. So, you know, when I go there at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, it's like 8, 9 o'clock their time in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. So, yeah, as much as we talk shit about Indian people, guys, you know, if it wasn't for them, there'd be no MGTOW TV. So, when I'm at the Beta Male Pub, guys, I see it all the time, okay? You know, we have our resident, I mean, you guys need to understand, the Beta Male Pub is our local watering hole for small town USA. You see the same people every motherfucking day. You see the same people, okay? And I see this with my eyes all the time. Every now and then, you know, somebody would be traveling, you know, to Florida, or they're going from Palm Beach to like Orlando, and they make a pit stop here in small town USA. I see this all the time. our resident Chad, our resident Tyrones, you know, women will approach him, tap him on the shoulder, and make out with him. It's like, bitch, you just got into town. You have no idea who these motherfuckers are. You just see a hot Chad, you see a hot Tyrone, you just tap the dude on the, you go sit, you know, if they can sit next to the guy, they will. But if the seat is occupied, they tap the guy on the shoulder and then they make out with him and then they take the guy back to their car. Guys, I've seen this with my own eyes. I see this almost every day at the Beta Milk pub, okay? I see women. They may not be the hottest woman in the world. Sometimes they are. It depends on the woman. It depends on, you know, who's at the Beta Milk pub that night, you know? For, you know, Friday is like, all the people are there on Friday, you know, Sunday you don't get that many people, you know. So what happens, guys, it's telling me my battery is about to run out. I'm going to be done with this video in the next couple of minutes anyways. So like I was saying, guys, I see this almost every night at the Beta Male pub, you know. Resident Chad, resident Tyrone, some girl, she'll come up to him, she'll make out with him, then she'll grab him by the hand and she'll take him out to the car in the parking lot. And then she'll either they're gonna have sex in the car or she's gonna take him back to her place if she has a place. I was actually talking with a Honduras Uber driver at the Beta Male club, at the Beta Male pub last night, you know. He's like, bro, I'm a fucking immigrant. I come from Honduras, poorest country in Central America. And I'm better off than these guys at the club, at the pub. You know, I got a house, I got a car, I got a fucking job. And these guys, they ain't got no car, they ain't got no job, they ain't got no house. And yet they're getting women. It's like, yeah, they're hot. See, this is the thing you guys need to understand about Chadrones, you know, Chad and Tyrone. There's no reason for Chad and Tyrone to go out and work. Do you think Chadrone listens to Andrew Tate, who says, ah, bro, if you have a choice between a hot tranny and an ugly woman, take the hot tranny? Do you think Andrew Tate has any effect on Chadrones? Hell no. Do you guys think Chadrones walk around town grabbing their song saying, no, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog? Hell no, they don't, okay? You think Chadrones take advice from Fresh and Fit? You know, you think they're like fucking, you know, Walter, you know, the CEO of Fresh Prince, whatever, you know? Do you think they have to drive around in fucking 12 different Bugattis to get laid? Hell no, they don't. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. Hot guys get approached. Hot guys don't have to have anything going for them. Again, the woman will approach the guy, make out with the dude, grab him by the hand. Either she's gonna make out with him in her car, or if she has her own place, she's gonna drive him to her place. Then she's gonna bring him back to the pub or drop him off. Guys, I've seen this with my eyes so many fucking times, guys. You know, we have this one Tyrone guy, you know, at the pub. You know, the white girls love him, go figure, right? I've seen white girls, you know, I pulled up to the pub the other day kind of early because, you know, yesterday I had a lot of work to do on MWS, which again is Mitwaldi Whip Services. I'll be talking to you guys about that later on. You know, I pull up to the pub around 10:30, you know, I see this Tyrone getting driven home by this white girl, and you know, I know she's driving him home because he's sitting in the passenger seat, so obviously it's her car. So, you know, she takes him wherever she's gonna take him, and then, you know, then like an hour and a half later, you know, Tyrone is back at the pub again looking for his you know, he's not, see, this is the thing you guys need to understand. Chadrone, they're not at the pub hunting women hunt them. This is what you guys need to fucking understand, you know. Women hunt men, not the other way around, okay? Get this through your thick-headed minds, okay, guys? Women hunt hot men. They will approach you, they will take you in their car, they'll take you back to their place. You guys don't need a Bugatti, you don't need a fucking McMansion, and you definitely don't need a fucking job making multi-million dollars a year to attract woman. Okay, the only way you need that is if you're gonna be a Beta Box Deluxe. And if you're gonna be a Beta Box Deluxe, guys, guess what? The bitch is still gonna cheat on you, okay? You look at Jonah Hill. Again, look at Jonah Hill. Look at Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend, the surfer chick, and then look at his current girlfriend, okay? His current girlfriend is a fucking land whale, and it looks like she is autistic too, okay? You know, heck, even I myself, Amr Mitwali, might be on the spectrum a little bit. See, you know, a lot of guys out there, they tell me, yo, Amr, why can't you get yourself a nice Jewish girl? I can't do it, guys. I can't do it, okay? Even TFM said, I had a Jewish girlfriend, but she was ugly. She looked like a fucking goblin. Guys, I can't be with a Jewish woman, you know? Guys, I'm trying to get rid of my ugly Jewish features, okay? You think I want to give them to my own damn kids? Hell no, motherfucker. Do you guys want to know what my personal jihad is? My personal jihad is I want to be the first Jewish guy to get with a fucking Stacy. That's my personal jihad right there, you know? Do you think I'm going to get with some fat, ugly land whale like Jonah Hill did? Do you think I'm going to get with some, you know, unattractive fucking China doll like fucking Mark Zuckerberg did? Hell no, motherfuckers. I want motherfucking Stacy, motherfucker. Okay, this is why you guys need to understand. Also, like I said before, this is why Jews are such evil people. You know, George Soros will never ever get Stacy. Even back in his day, in his, you know, youthful days, you know, again, look at Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill had access to Stacy, but you know what? She was cheating on him. She was disrespecting him. She had no respect for him. Again, fugly looking men are not entitled to hot woman. Listen, Shadron is not entitled to hot woman either. Hot women are entitled to Shadron. Let me be absolutely clear for you guys out there. Women are entitled to Shadron. Women go hunting for Shadron. Not the other way around. This is what all these, you know, whether it's Fresh and Fit, AMS, Andrew Tate, they all tell you the same thing. They all tell you, go out there, go hunt woman. Go out there, get yourself a woman, because you have a right to a woman. Guys, you have no right to a woman, okay? You're not entitled to a woman, okay? And if you actually have to go out there and you have to and look for a woman, guess what, motherfucker? You are a Beta Box Deluxe, okay? You're gonna end up like Jeff Bezos. You're gonna end up like fucking Jonah Hill, okay? You guys need to understand, man. You know, a lot of people out there, they say, oh, look at Jeff Bezos. You know, he got with a post-wall plastic Latina. It's like, yeah, because he can't get Stacy, okay? Guys, you need to understand, man, women are fucking shallow, okay? Women only care about looks, okay? Women are shallow, okay? If a woman... Look, Jeff Bezos might be the richest guy in the world. No attractive woman will ever be sexually aroused by Jeff Bezos, okay? Let me say that one more time. No attractive woman will ever be turned on by Jeff Bezos. You guys need to understand, man. No woman ever says, yeah, he makes my pussy drier than the Sahara, like Coach Greg Adams says. But he has money, so now I'm wet down there. Doesn't work like that, guys. I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again. There's a homeless Chad. There's a homeless Tyrone in Venice Beach. They're fucking homeless. Yeah, they get more pussy, better pussy, than any of us on this channel will ever do. And that to them is another day at the beach, okay, guys? Again, come to Small Town USA, man. Come to Small Town USA, hang out with me at the Beta Male Pub. You will see it with your own eyes, too, that woman hunt Shadron. Woman take Shadron home, okay, guys? It's not the other way around, okay? And again, look at Jonah Hill. Look at his new girlfriend. Look at his baby mama. She's a fucking land whale. She looks like she's fucking autistic, okay? At the end of the day, guys, guys know what they're capable of, okay? All these guys out there who are fronting about, oh, I'm high value. Hey, man. That fucking Mexican shad in the barrios in fucking Medellin, you know? Do you think he's walking around, I'm fucking high value? No. Woman want him because he makes that pussy wet, okay? The minute you as a man have to say, I'm high value, that's it. That's it. You're just not sexually attractive to woman. You can rent a woman, but don't buy a woman, okay? Don't buy a woman. Like, see, Jeff Bezos bought a woman, and at the end, what did she do? She took half his shit, okay? Rent a woman. If you're not sexually attractive to woman, and you know when you're not sexually attractive to woman, okay, guys? I don't care. Look, I don't care how disillusioned you are, okay? You as a man, you know when you're sexually attractive to a woman or not. A lot of you guys out there, especially you incels out there, you like to think, oh, if I learned the game, if I learned PUA, if I walked around town grabbing my junk saying, yo, homie, I'm alpha dog, woman will find me sexually attractive. No, they're not. You guys need to understand, man, there is no password, there is no magic trick, there is no spell, there is nothing out there that's gonna make you sexually attractive to woman, okay? And again, if you are sexually attractive to woman, woman will approach you, okay? So all you guys out there, if you're not being approached by woman, accept the fact that you're just not sexually attractive to woman. In that case, you know, rent woman, you know, have fun with woman, but don't buy a woman because she's never ever going to love you, okay, guys? Again, I was at the beach just an hour and a half ago. You know, there was a guy, they were Latino looking, okay? He's probably like 5'10", but he had an attractive face. He had like a four pack going on. Looked like he was in his late 30s. And the girl that was with him, you know, she was happy. She was laughing. You know, he was, you know, he's a fisherman, you know. So she was learning how to fish. Guys, if a woman genuinely loves you because you're hot, she will learn to fish. And if you tell her to walk around in a fucking burqa, she'll walk around in a fucking burqa, even in the middle of 100 degree heat here in Florida, you know. It's fucking hot, man. Fucking, it's like 94 degrees, man. 100% humidity, 94 degrees, man. You know, I wanted to stay in fucking California, but California is so fucking bad. And I'll be probably making a video about that later on, but this is like the first time in 20 years I actually spent summer in Florida. And they tell me, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until fucking August comes along. Oh, God, that should be interesting, man. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys is, man, money doesn't mean anything. If you are physically unattractive to woman, she's gonna cheat on you. She's gonna resent you. That's just how it is. Okay, guys? I want everybody here to accept their lot in life. Look, my saving grace is I'm 6'3", okay? That's my saving grace, okay? If I was Yogi Obes 5'4", it's over. If I was a 5'4", Bangladeshi turbo manlet, it's over for me. Give up. Just fucking give up, okay? But since I'm 6'3", I can be like, you know what, man? I can get fillers, I can get buttocks, I can get surgery, I can be on diet pills, I can get liposuction, I can do all sorts of modern cosmetic surgeries to bring my SMV up, thanks to the fact that I already have the height. But if I didn't have the height, then just give up, man. See, this is what I want everybody watching this video to understand, okay? Money is one thing, looks is another thing, okay? If you don't have the looks, use the money to rent a bitch and then kick her the fuck out. Let me say that one more time. Looks is one thing, money is another thing. If you don't have the looks, simply rent a bitch, and then when you're done having fun with her, kick her to the curb, okay? Don't try to do what fucking Jonah Hill is doing. Definitely don't do what fucking Harvey Weinstein did, okay? You know? So at the end of the day, guys, and personally, guys, I don't think Harvey Weinstein is a criminal. As far as Amar Mitwali, I'm concerned, even though Harvey Weinstein is a dirty, dirty Jew, he's not guilty. He's not a criminal. These women knew what's up. They knew, hey, if I spread my legs open for this fat, ugly Jew, I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to make it big in the movies. Hey, Harvey Weinstein did not rape you. He did not stick a gun to your head. You knew what was up and you went for it on your own motherfucking accord, okay? Fortunately for you guys out there, thanks to Instagram, thanks to Twitter, thanks to social media, you know, if you got like a yacht, you got a Bugatti, you know, you got the money, you know, you can go on some girl's Instagram and be like, hey, bitch, I got $20,000 for you. Come spend a week with me here in fucking Dubai or French Riviera on my yacht. She's not gonna say no, you know. There are fucking Arabs out there literally taking a shit dump on the most beautiful woman on Instagram because they got money, man. So for you guys out there who are not attractive to women, simply rent a bitch. That's all there is to it, guys, okay? I don't want to give anybody out there false hope. Let me say that one more time. I don't want to give anybody out there false hope. If you're an unattractive dude, pay to play is the only option you have. Another option you can have, which I'm definitely against, and this is why I don't do it, is to get with a woman that is so fucking ugly that not even a dog would look at her, okay? I can't do it, guys. This is why I don't marry a Jewish woman. I just can't do ugly woman. For me, Amar Mitwali, it's gonna be a Stacy or bust. You know how the homeless guys would say, hitchhike and they'd have a sign that says, you know, like New York or bust, you know, something like that. With me, Amar Mitwali, it's either Stacy or bust, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, looks are the most important thing out there. Ugly guys are not entitled to women. Ugly guys cannot make any demands on women, at least when it comes to a relationship. So if you're an ugly dude, money max, and again, do what the Arabs do. Hey, bitch, I got $30,000 here for you. Come out, have freaky deaky sex with me for a week. I'm gonna take a shit on you. I'm gonna piss in your motherfucking mouth. And you're gonna walk away with, you know, $20,000-$30,000 in like a week's worth of work. She's not gonna say no, okay? But if you're sexually not attractive to women, guys, do not attempt to have a relationship with a woman. You're not going to have a relationship with a woman. If you're not sexually attractive to women, you cannot have a relationship with a woman. Again, guys, here in small town USA, ton of guys out there who are hot and they have relationships, even though they're not driving a Bugatti, even though they're not multimillionaires, even though they may not be like, you know, fresh and fit, famous on YouTube. But hey, the dude's hot and that's all the girl is looking for, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. If you're a hot dude, you don't need a McMansion, you don't need a Bugatti, you don't need to be fucking a Hollywood celebrity as long as you are a hot dude. If you're a hot dude, you can have a relationship effortlessly, okay? Let me say that one more time before I close out this video. If you're a hot dude, you can effortlessly have a relationship because the girl is willing to do whatever you want. You know, if you want her to pay half the bills, she will. If you want her to wear a burqa, she will. If you want her to delete Instagram, she will. A lot of you guys out there, you wouldn't believe that because you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, you know. Obviously, you're not going to... You can't believe something that you yourself have never ever experienced, okay? But I'm telling you guys out there that there are Chads, there are Tyrones, and these guys can make demands on women and get away with those demands because the woman is genuinely sexually aroused by them. This is what a lot of guys out there fail to understand. Listen, Jonah Hill found out the hard way that all the money, all the fame he has, he can't make demands on women. And look, Jonah Hill, he didn't want that surfer chick to be walking around in a fucking thong all day posting booty pics on IG. And hey, he's right to do so. But at the end of the day, sorry, Jonah Hill, you're just not attractive enough to make demands on women. That's the whole point of this video. Ugly dudes, unattractive dudes do not have the right to make demands on women, because at the end of the day, these women don't like you, they despise you, they don't respect you, they don't want you, they're in it for money. You better believe Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend, that surfer chick, she was in it for clout, she was in it for prestige, she was in it for money, she was in it for anything and everything but Jonah Hill himself. So, ending off this video, guys, if you don't get approached by women, you're just not sexually attractive to women. And in that case, rent, don't buy. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And I'll be talking to you later about my web hosting company, Mitwally Web Services. Not only are we going to do web hosting, but we will also do web development and other stuff, because a lot of you guys out there been asking me, yo, Amar, can you like make a website for us? Can we like host our website on your infrastructure? Because my infrastructure, guys, is very, very superior. You know, the team I'm working with now, even though they're all Indian, you know, some of these guys I actually been working with for almost 10 years before I even knew what MGTOW was. Our servers have built-in DDoS, anti-DDoS technology, meaning if somebody tries to take down your website, they're gonna fail. As you guys know, over the past 4 years, our enemies tried everything to take down MGTOW TV, and we have, thank God, of course, we have not only rebuilt against their attacks, but we came back bigger, stronger, better, thank God, of course. So now the same technology that powers MGTOW TV, I'm gonna open that up to power your website. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.